Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve. That's a song, a chorus based on Deuteronomy 6:13, which says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him." All right, will it right? We'll sing it again and again and again. No. All right, let's all stand, all right? Let's all stand. We'll sing it. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty serve.
Class dismissed. Classes, I should say. Morning. It's very difficult for 1 John. 1 John chapter 3, very difficult lesson. It's a some hard things to understand. By the way, I want you to know that I'm going to stick just on the front of little David. Look at them. Look at these pictures. You can pray for little David soon when he's gotten up. So pictures here for you to pray for him. All right, 1 John chapter 3. Difficult lesson because this short passage of scripture is a little bit hard to understand, hard to harmonize, and so I will give you the best that I can give to you, and you may have an answer to this part that is a bit hard to understand. 1 John chapter 3, then verse number 6 through... First John chapter 3, 6 through 9. It says this: Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Verse righteousness is righteous, even as he is right, the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. Whoso God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, cannot sin, because he is born of God. Verses have been dealt with for a long time. What is the controversy? Look at those verses again. Do you see a controversy? I'm afraid what your reaction should be. So look at verse 6 again. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now that should raise something in you. What? Verse number 8 is of the devil. You should have a reaction. Verse 9, another reaction. Whosoever is born of God doth not sin. These verses. What you're reading here is that somebody who is saved does not sin. Now, that's what you're reading. HPD or in another place, but we all know that since we have been saved, we still have this tendency to want to sin. So how does that experience? Can you appreciate the dilemma here? Okay, I need to get reaction from the corpses here. Okay. I need to get some reaction from those who are sitting upright. Now if you're sitting upright, that means you're alive. Now, you could be slumping. You must have something going on in here. It says you don't sin. If you abide in him, you sinneth not. He that committed sin is of the devil. There's an association with sin to the devil. It's kind of hard to get all these things straightened out because in your mind there's a conflict. The conflict is your practical Christian compared to what these verses seem to know. I want you to see verse number, chapter is, I brought the wrong Bible today. It's not as marked as my other Bible, but the verse I'm looking for says 5, but in chapter 3, I'm looking for the, we know. For ye know, ye 3:15, right? Whosoever hateth his brother is a
14 and 19.
Yes, verse 14. We know. Hereby we know. Yes, thank you. So we know. So understand these verses is we will know what we know. Okay? We must know something. We know some things. We know 4 things. To try to understand if you're a Christian, if you sin, you're up to sin. What it appears to say, we will explain by what we know. So we'll go to what we know. And Hugh, can you turn that thermostat down a little bit? What is it at? 60?
60.
That French has made, it's like burning me up on the inside. Right, here's what we know about the Christian sinning. John writes of John, and the second and third, he's writing to save people. Save people. We know that. Little children. He tells them, you need to confess. 1 John chapter 1, look at verse number 7. Though we don't know, some Christ, his Son, cleanses us from. Legally, in fact, look at these verses. We went over them 5 weeks ago. Look at them again. Verse number 7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, with another, and the blood of Christ his Son cleanses us, that's after you have trusted Christ, you still sin. Not that you would like to, but you still sin. And so he says this, the blood of Christ, and sins that you commit as a Christian. Hey, if we say that we have no sin, well, judiciously, we have no sin in God's eyes. So he must be talking about no sin in God's eyes. So he must be talking about something in this lifetime, practically. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now it's a known verse. If we confess our sins, well, I thought you confessed your sins when you got saved. You did. You asked the Lord to say you did that. Whenever that's our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But he already did that. So when does he confess our sins? Saved. Whatever that verse means, verses 6 through 9 in 1 John 3, it does not, whatever that means, it doesn't mean you're these verses here because of this fact. So, can you appreciate the dilemma though? We do know that we confess our sins now. We also know that we have this potential. Why do we have a potential to sin? This. Okay, this is a very mean dog. Dog. Right? He's very mean. You ever see these very mean dogs? These very dogs? There's a couple of dogs that's very mean. I saw him on his just all of a sudden this guy and he tried to shake it off. Let's say that animal is taken away. Lexus. Oh no, I'm sorry, not Lexus. Teslas. Yeah, got 3 Teslas. Okay, and this swimming pool, got the 7 bedroom home. It's way up there at the top. We're at the top. 4 plants or something like that. I know Core Street. I said, what? I know Core Street is like this. You begin off a column all the way. And I'm thinking, I'm grumbling all the way. I'm looking down to my, I see the night. Oh, what a nice view. I'm thinking, back downhill. I'm going up and up and up. This thing is endless. Finally get to the top, and I'm grumbling. Oh, I'm thinking, this year, in second year, maybe first year. It was horrible. I get up there, I park the car on level ground. She goes and wait, and here, I'm breaking all the way down. I'm thinking, this is not good. Mile and a half downhill, back to Kalani Ani Oli. Now, why did I tell you that story? The dog up there, in a better neighborhood. It's a Hawaii neighborhood, with the top. New owner, new dog tags, everything is great. Let me ask this question. Is this dog a different dog because it has a different master? Think. Is the dog less prone to attack kids in a different neighborhood? Why is it the same dog? Did you say it's the same dog? Same doggy. And bit the other guy. He did the same thing, no matter if he's got a new one or not. Okay? And food. He has tape on. This dog is pampered, but that dog is still a dog. And if that dog ever saw a kid walking by, that dog is just going to go after that kid or an adult because that's what his nature is. Do you know what you have in you? You got a dog nature. You know what you have in you? No matter if you belong to any owner, don't you? You've got a dog nature even though you're saved. So we know some saved people after they've been saved must sin because they sin. But have the potential to do greats. You still have that dog nature in you. Now, everybody look up here, please. I see good looking people. I see sometimes happy people. Sometimes I see a few grouchy people. But I see and you see people who are saved, but we have a dog nature. In here, wolf, wolf. Actually, the dog says, I want to get out. Do what a dog does. That's what your nature does. And so we sin a lot. Okay? Now, let me ask this other thing. What we do know also is that the greatest Christian struggled with sin. They don't sin. Who would that greatest Christian be? He's not living today. You don't know him personally. You've never met him. Spurgeon is not. Whoever you admire as a Christian, he or she is not the greatest. The greatest Christian is long gone. So Paul, turn to Romans chapter 7. Sure. Romans chapter 7. So far, we're looking at what the Bible says in comparison to what John said. That if you're saved, if you know God, you don't sin. Romans chapter 7. Look at 14, verse 14. Because when you do sin or are tempted to sin, you would realize you want to sin because of your old nature. Now, that he mentions man or mankind, the weak nature less is your sinful, the simple part, number 14. We know that the law is a con carne, but you need to get certain kind of vitamins and the beef is good for you. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not saying take my beef. I am carnal, so not a good nature to be part of, but he can't say feed. For that which I thought I would do, or will, doesn't that sound like a real contradiction? What I like, what I do, that which I do, I allow not. I should do something, but I don't want to do it. That which I would do not, what I hate, that I do. I don't want to do this, but I want to do it. What's going on here? This is the in a saved man. Let's keep reading in a second. Verse number 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. The word consent is important in this passage in the context of what we're trying to study out. Verse number 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth. For to will is power to perform that which is good, I find not. For the not. But now if I do that, I would. I find in a law that when I love God after the inward of my mind, and bring me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. This is why he says, verse 24, oh, wretched man that I am. What is it all about? Because he's saved, he has that inner man, that desire to do the right things. But because he still is in this, it's in him by nature to want to sin, but the new man says this is wrong, and he acknowledges that it is wrong. He agrees with that, but he still has to want to do something wrong. The dog idea. You can put dogs. You ever see the people who have, that they dress them up? Now, during this coming holidays, and they go walking with them with a tuxedo, a three-piece suit, a little chihuahua, a useless piece of cat, that dog's going to ask, oh, what a well-behaved dog you have. Oh, like some of you. A walk at a bus stop. What's the first thing you're going to do? Open it. Who said open? What's the first thing you do? Now, if you're a Christian, somebody, that's what you would do, right? Oh, somebody, you chase down the street for 2 miles. You're so good. Then someone's going to pick this up. Pick it up, pick it up, do this. That's what some people would do. Between the two, Christ and him, he wants to do the right thing. That's what he wants to do. But then if the bus has gone by, he's by himself, in a pocket, I say, what am I going to do? Open the wallet. Let me do this right, okay? Open the wallet looking for. Maybe an ID. Woof, woof. Brother. The wallet. You might first look for the ID. Oh, okay. And then you might call the cop, 911, not an emergency call. And you look for credit card. Then you look for the cash part. Is this my wallet? No cash. Just a couple. I have filled out the survey. I have a survey code. I go to McDonald's and get 2 for 1. Did you know that? Good thing you came to church today. I got 3 of them over here. They're good for you to fill them out. Did you know? Listen to you. If it has a chance to do wrong, if it's not careful, if you're not careful, you will do wrong. If you have a chance to. Which will lead us to the next thing. But you understand so far that when John writes 1 John, it's to save people who have reason, okay? So if 1 John 3:6, those people who have sinned, they're of the devil. This is the dilemma. My wife is what?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just,
okay.
I can wait.
You sure?
Yeah. 1 John
3. Oh, yeah, okay.
So yeah. Can you just...
Tongue in cheek. It is all the Word of God. True. When I say if it is true, that is not putting doubt on what I am reading. It is just to say, as a man, I wonder about this. That's all. So it is, to clarify... it is all true. Genesis 1:1 to the last verse of Revelation is true. That's what I word. And you do not know everything about it. Even though some things are milk, there are things also. And there are some scriptures in here that are really hard to... It's not true. It's just we don't get it. Don't get it. It's still true. Whatever it means, we're not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. I can just go and understand what I don't know. Then I can say, well, whatever this means, I know it doesn't mean we still sin. Whatever that verse is, practically, we still sin. We don't want to, but we still do. Now, how can you and I, as Christians, our flesh, the temptation to sin, things that will happen when you will never sin? Occasions. Here's what they are. Okay, close your eyes until I say. When you're dead, you're dead anymore. You will not sin in occasion which you will not sin. Can you just cooperate with me? Close your eyes. Alright. Okay, look up. At the rapture, if you die before the rapture, that's when you... Till then, you will have the potential to sin. To emphasize the... about sin, uses the word sin, over close to 20 about this, and remember in context, when we look at 1 John 3, it's called entire creation. These two terms, the idea that in this lifetime, from this world, that you are sinless, you don't sin anymore. That's what some churches, some denominations teach. Is that possible? As we say about certain things, that's not sustainable. Unsustainable. You cannot come to the place of sin anymore. Never argue with your husband or your wife. Now, if you say, "Get mad at her," you hang. Yes, Sunday. You Christian liar. You never get mad at anything? No, we do, don't we? Well, look. This is not sustainable because the Bible. So whatever these are, where am I? Galatians to sin, but to love by love serve one. Verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Keep reading. Verse 15. But if ye bite and devour one another, now isn't that a good thing to bite and devour one another? That is a real spirit. Bite and devour one another. Here's this guy with all the you. I was in church and I got bitten and devoured by little kids in the nursery. No. The word that you use. Chew somebody's head off. Don't bite his head off. Sometimes people say, "He ripped my face off." How? With his words. I heard that one pastor. He was saying, "I was down there," and I hear something he did, and then ripped his face off verbally. Put him down. And isn't that hilarious? As I say then, watch carefully. This is like in a victory over your flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall, the next word is, not fulfill the lust of. You can, Christian life. Now, the Christian life is victorious. He says this, and ye shall not fulfill, you should not fulfill, you won't commit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Here's what you really are looking at here. When he tells you, lust of the flesh, here's what he's telling you. He's telling you, you will love you. Not giving into it. Now, the real truth from what the Bible is telling us is that then ye shall not fulfill. Put a little hyphen there. You will sin. You bite somebody else. That is something we know. When you're right with God, you're not in the flesh. You're not thinking in the flesh. You're more well-behaved. You're less carnal. You're less dog. You won't bark as much. Not giving in to your flesh. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. Okay. Verse number 17. Back and forth. The flesh lusteth against. Wants you to sin. The Holy Spirit in you wants you to not sin. There's a battle going on. And these are, the word is contrary. They're against one another. One team against the other team. The good team is the Red Sox. The bad team is the Yankees. Each other. Any sporting event is against the opponents. They're called the opponents. Opposition. Your opponent is your flesh. The Holy Spirit in you wants to not sin. The flesh in you wants you to sin. That applies to many different particulars in life. How many of you here like to take orders? I did. How many of you know that if you don't take orders, there's a penalty for not taking orders? How many of you realize that during lockdown with COVID, the penalty was if you don't comply, if you don't comply with our wisdom, fine. You know what that is? A penalty. Now, all of this to explain, you have to fight back. Attacking other animals, and animals fighting other animals. When the lion, the leopard, the cheetah, whatever animal goes against, and I watch in slow motion, when that animal comes to a particular neck, and they don't let go. I saw a lion get flipped up in the air 5 feet. Teaching me lessons about human nature. So you're going to have to think these verses are for the unsaved. Well, that would be true. Because the unsaved, if they're out of control, horrible things to another human being. Human trafficking. Destruction of another person's body. Reasons. Robbing people. Just control. How do you reverse that? You've already read how you can stop that or slow it down. That John writes to Christians who potentially can sin. And the way to cut it down is to walk in the Spirit. 22 and 23. Look at verse 24. Because you carry through Galatians, Ephesians chapter 4, drop down. Verse 20. Watch the wording carefully. Because that's a choice that you make. Verse 24. Putting away. 26. Be angry and sin not. That's a choice. 27, neither give place to the devil. That's a choice. 28, let him that stole steal no more. Stop there. Let him that stole steal no more. Now, what if a person says, I can't help myself. My flesh wants to steal. I've been stealing when I was himself, and maybe it's easier for him to steal because he's so accustomed to stealing. About stealing, verse 20, stop stealing. Is that what he says? Look, wherever you work, I will not steal as much as last month. These kind of things. Housing authority people stealing $200,000 over a period of years. What? Nothing wrong with that? She didn't do it all at one time. Where she could have been. No, she did it a little at a time. Pretty sneaky little Japanese. But she was. Sneaky little Filipino. It was Chinese. All right. Let him hear the steal no more. If that is a problem with somebody, all you got to do is say, look, I'm a Christian. The Holy Spirit's in me. The Bible says, what does it say? Stop it. But I just can't help myself. Help yourself. Stop stealing. You got nothing to steal except cigarette maids. That's not a fun thing. So, if I missed an example of stealing, it could be in many different things. You cut it down. You stop doing it. You stop being angry. Sin not. You got a quick trigger. You got a short fuse. You always get angry. Fast. A 1-inch fuse. Are you crazy? Watch this. Look at this. Watch this. God, because of stink eye. You got to refer. You ever see the clips about people who chase after people out of road rage? Short fuse. Let him that has a short fuse. In other words, we do have the choice to have a victorious Christian life if we just would obey what the Bible says. So in our first John, what is possible is that you can sin less. You will not be sinless in this lifetime, but you can have strength by the Word of God. Don't respond to the stimuli of one. Now look, I have to end with this. I don't know what I would do for that, but sometimes, and I used to like Coke. Once I used to like Coke and Pepsi. 7-Eleven, big gulp. Super big gulp. And we tried Pepsi one time. You know that thing tastes like, now listen carefully. It tastes like, it is so. But before, years ago, it was like, oh man, before I went to bed. Because I thought it relaxed me. Stupid. Dumb. Coke doesn't appeal to me. Pepsi doesn't appeal. I see people, you. Now, I don't say it because I have a desire for it. Okay. All right, so that's 1 John 3, verses 3 through. I didn't give an answer. I'm not sure if I have an answer. I just can tell you what we know. And that's what we know. Maybe next month I'll understand it. Maybe you will. Maybe you already understand it. Let me know. Everything is so easy to understand. Okay, we need to stop. In about ladies, you can go there to pray.